那么我们在过去一年呢，我们的上帝真的大大的祝福我们了。
For the past one year, God has greatly blessed us.
我们一定要感恩。
We have to give thanks.
那我们上帝一定会再给我们新的一年。
God will give us a new year.
所以呢，今天呢，怎么迎接新的一年？从这个角度来看。
So today, how do we welcome this new year? We see from this perspective.
在新的一年里面呢，我们一定要经历更多、更多的这个上帝的恩典。
And this new year, we have to expect more of God's grace as well.
怎么做能够经历到更多、更多上帝的恩典呢？
What do we need to do then we can experience God's grace?
我们看这个创世纪第一章第二十六节到第二十八节。
We look at Genesis 1, chapter 20, verse 26 to 28.
那么创世纪第一章二十六节到第二十八节很清楚地告诉我们，我们的上帝呢，照着他的形象来创造人。
Genesis 1:26-28 says that God created us in His image.
那么意思说，人是跟上帝可以说是一样的逆种的存在了。
Means the existence of human is exactly just like God.
不管你是什么样的人。你已经拥有了上帝所拥有的一切。
No matter who you are, you already possess all of God.
那意思说，你也拥有了上帝的统治权。
Means that you have the sovereign power of God.
真的天崩溃下来，也一定要相信自己的身份。
Even if the sky collapses, you have to believe in your own identity.
这就是上帝照着他的形象来创造我们的意思。
This is the meaning when God created us in His image.
再来说的话，无论你的情况怎么样，你是什么人，你出生在哪里，无论怎么样，你是拥有神权的一个人。
Means that no matter where you come from, where you're born, or who are you, no matter your circumstances, you are someone who has the divine power.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们说，你是上帝的孩子。
Bible says that you are a child of God.
路加福音第三章第三十八节也告诉我们说，上帝亲自生你了。
Luke 3:38 it says that God personally gave birth to you.
所以呢，你一定要相信你是上帝的儿子，所以呢，你已经拥有了神性。
You have to believe that you are the son of God as a result you have this divine power.
特别罗马书第八章第十七节怎么讲呢？
Romans 8:17 what did it say?
在那边说。既是儿女便是后嗣就是神的后嗣。
Says now if we are children then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
那么意思说你是上帝的儿子的话你有权利能够继承上帝的一切的意思了。
And say if you are a child of God you have the right to inherit all his, everything of him.
然而创世纪第二章第七节怎么说呢
？Genesis 2:7, what did it say？
在那边说耶和华神造人，
The Lord God formed
把生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
这里说到亚当的意思是 man。人的意思。
Over here, Adam refers to man, human.
上帝创造我们，创造人。
God created us, human.
上帝创造我们的时候，我们的样式怎么样呢
？When God created us, how is our likeness like?
他把生气吹在他鼻孔里。
He breathes his life into our nostrils.
这里的生气，很多人认为是圣灵或者是上帝的灵这样想。
Breath of life, many people think that it's the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit.
但是这里讲的生气的意思是呼吸或者是气息的意思了。
But breath of life, it means breathing over here.
一定要弄清楚这里讲的生气不是圣灵或者是上帝的灵。
So breath of life doesn't refer to the Holy Spirit or God's Spirit.
还有这里活人是什么意思
？Living being, what does it mean?
活人的意思是有生命的动物的意思了。
Means that a mammal with life.
所以呢，创世纪第一章第二十一节。
So Genesis 1:21.
上帝创造了动物。
So God created creatures.
上帝所创造的动物怎么样呢
？What? How are the animals that God created are like?
上帝所创造的这个动物呢，有生命的动物了。
Animals that God created, they have life.
意思说，呼吸而动一动的生命体。
Means that they are the body of life that live by breathing.
所以呢，这里讲的有生命的动物，跟创世纪第二章第七节里面讲的有灵的活人是同一个意思。
So the creatures in verse 21 is the same as the living being in chapter 2 verse 7.
我们再整理一下。
Let's recap.
人呢，照着上帝的形象来被造了。
humans are created in the image of God.
人里面有上帝的能力.
So inside of human there's the power of God.
아, 人里面有神性.
There's a divine nature inside of human.
아, 但是呢, 人呢, 只是能够呼吸而动一动的生命体而已啊.
But humans, we're just living beings that needs to breathe.
不要搞错了.
Don't be mistaken.
上帝创造你的时候呢, 虽然你里面有上帝的形象, 虽然你里面有神性, 但是你其实是能够呼吸而动一动的生命体而已.
When God created you, even though inside of you there's His divine nature, but you're just a living creature that lives by breathing.
特别创世纪的一章第28节怎么说呢?
Especially Genesis 1:28, what do you say?
在那边说神就赐福给他们。
God blessed them.
明白这个很清楚地说人是上帝的后世。
You have to understand that humans, we are heirs of God.
人真的拥有了神性。
Humans, we really have the divine nature.
但是神就赐福给他们是什么意思呢?
And what does it mean that God blessed them?
虽然人拥有了神性,
even though humans, we have the divine nature,
但是呢,人靠着上帝的恩典才能生养众多,遍满这地,治理这地, 也管理万物的意思。
Only when we obey God, that is when we can be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it.
那么意思说,如果你不要靠上帝的恩典来生活的话, 虽然你里面有神性, 但是你里面的这个神性呢,不能够流出来。
Means that even though you have the divine nature inside of you, you don't want to rely on the grace of God to you, the divine nature inside of you cannot flow out.
啊, 人呢,一定要靠着神的恩典来生活。
Humans, we have to live by the grace of God. 啊,
明白吗? 现在圣经讲的,
you understand what the Bible is talking about?
有灵的活人,
living creature.
啊, 你里面有神性,
inside of you, there's divine nature.
但是你不要靠上帝的恩典来生活的话, 只能呼吸而动一动的生命体而已。
But if you don't live by the grace of God, you're just a living being who lives by breathing.
你靠着神的恩典来生活的时候呢, 你里面的这个神性才能流出来。
When you live by the grace of God, the divine nature inside of you then can flow out.
啊, 现在新的一年里面, 要得胜的话, 先很清楚地弄清楚, 哦, 这一点。
If you want to be victorious in the new year, we have to be clear of this first.
上帝的恩典呢, 创世之前已经在, 啊, 这世上了。
God's grace, it already existed before the creation of this world.
啊, 你诞生之前, 我们, 上帝的恩典呢, 已经拣选了你。
Before you were born, you were chosen by God's grace.
啊, 你诞生之前了,
before you were born.
不是你诞生过后, 我们的上帝拯救你, 我们的上帝拣选你, 啊,
it's not after you were born, then God rescued you and saved you. It's before you were born.
啊, 你出生之前, 我们的上帝已经决定了要拯救你。
Before you were born, God already chose to save you.
啊, 为什么要拯救你呢?
Why does He want to save you?
啊, 为的是让你成为 上帝的儿子了,
to let you be the son of God.
为什么让你成为上帝的儿子呢?
Why to let you be the son of God?
啊, 为的是透过你来彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀。
To let you exemplify God's glory and power.
啊, 真的是这样吗?
Is this really true?
我们一起来看一下这个以弗所书第一章第4节到第5节。
Ephesians 1 verse 4 to 5.
啊, 一步一步弄清楚, 啊, 原来我拥有了上帝的神性。
Step by step, we understand, oh, actually, I have this divine nature of God.
在我里面已经有上帝的一切。
Inside of me, I have everything of God.
但是我不要依靠上帝的恩典来生活的话, 我只是个动物而已。
But if I do not live by the grace of God, then I'm just like an animal.
第二个我们一定要明白的是, 你诞生之前我们的上帝已经拣选了你。
Second, you have to understand, before you were born, God chose you.
为的是让你成为上帝的儿子。
So let you become the son of God.
啊, 你是上帝的儿子的话, 你是神的后嗣。
If you are the son of God, then you are the heir of God.
你能够继承上帝的一切。
You can inherit all of God's.
啊, 慢慢弄清楚你是什么人。
You have to be clear, who are you?
啊, 你是什么人?
Who are you?
不是努力做什么你能够得胜, 啊, 圣经根本没有这样讲。
You don't gain victory by doing something diligently.
先弄清楚自己的身份。
First, you be clear of your own identity.
啊, 为什么让你成为上帝的儿子呢?
Why did God let you become His son?
因为上帝的儿子才有资格继承爸爸的一切。
Because only God's son has the right to inherit all of the fathers.
让你成为上帝的儿子的目的是什么? 为的是透过你来彰显 见主上帝的能力的原因了。
So the purpose of God letting you to be His son is to so that you can rule over all things and exercise power.
真的是这样，我们一起来看一下，请就如神从创世世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。第五节，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Verse 4 to 5, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance to his pleasure and will.
你看，你诞生之前，我们的上帝呢已经拣选了你。
See, before you were born, God chose you.
你诞生之前，我们的上帝决定了让你成为上帝的儿子。
Before you were born, God decided to let you be his son.
那么意思说，你诞生之前，我们的上帝呢，让你拥有了上帝的一切。
Means before you were born, you already have everything of God's.
啊，上帝为什么这样做呢？
Why did God do this?
啊，看第六节。
Verse 6.
请使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱之里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
为什么拯救你？
Why did God save you?
为什么让你成为上帝的后嗣？
Why did let you become the heir of God?
为什么呢？
Why?
为的是透过你来彰显出上帝恩典的荣耀。
Is to let you exemplify the glorious grace of God.
这样来看的话，到底我们是谁呢？
Then who are we?
你为什么诞生在这里呢？
Why are you born here?
为的是受到上帝的恩典。
Is to receive God's grace.
没有其他的了。
Nothing else.
为什么上帝让你诞生在这个世上？
Why did God let you be born on this earth?
啊，为的是让你受苦。
So let you suffer.
啊，为的是让你啊经历很多很多的痛苦。
So let you go through lots of tribulation.
啊，或者是为的是啊让你这个失败。
Or to let you fail.
啊，根本没有这样的计划。
There's no such plan.
啊，只有一个这个原因。
There's only one reason.
啊，什么原因呢？
What's the reason?
让你受到上帝的恩典，上帝的祝福。
To let you receive God's blessings and grace.
为什么上帝让你诞生在这个世上呢？
Why did God let you be born on this earth?
也是为的是透过你来彰显出神恩典的荣耀和祝福。
So that you can exemplify His glorious grace and blessings.
所以呢，一定要明白你是那么伟大的一个人。
You have to understand that you're a person who's so great.
那么我们 Annie 芬姐妹为什么诞生在这个世上呢？
Sister Annie, why are you born here?
为的是受到上帝的恩典。
To receive God's grace.
为的是受到上帝的祝福。
To receive God's blessing.
啊，为什么诞生在这个世上呢？
Why are you born on this earth? 啊，
为的是上帝透过你来彰显出他荣耀的恩典。
So that God can through you to exemplify His glorious grace.
啊，真的是这样吗？
Is this really the case?
我看看一下以弗所的第一章第三节。
Ephesians 1 verse 3.
啊，真的为了受到上帝的祝福诞生在这个世上吗？
True that you are born to receive the grace of God.
请愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
为什么创世之前，你诞生在这个世上之前，我们的上帝拣选你呢？
Why is it that God chose you before the creation of this earth and before your birth?
为的是让你得到上帝所有的祝福。
It's to let you receive all of God's blessings.
所以呢，我们信主的人在这边生活的时候失败等等，这个不是上帝的旨意的。
So we Christians, if we leave right now and then we experience failures, this is not the will of God.
我们信主的时候这个充满痛苦也是根本是不对的了。
When we become believers and then our life is filled with sufferings, this is wrong.
啊，真的为了彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀来诞生在这个世上吗？
Is it true that we are born to exemplify the great glory and power of God?
你看看第十一节到第十二节。
Verse 11 to 12.
请我们也在他里面得了基业。你看你为什么诞生在这世上呢？
In him we are also chosen.
Why are you born? 为的是让你承受上帝的国。
So let you receive God's kingdom.
为的是让你得到基业了。
So let you receive inheritance.
这个是信主的人的身份。
This is the identity of believers.
저기서 신 예수 기도더란다 민윈.
This is the destiny of Christians.
니는 민윈 님의 미요不好的.
In your destiny, there's nothing bad.
너무 清楚.
Be clear of this.
원래 니는 什么人?
Originally, who are you?
你当成此景最重要的意思是什么呢? 不管你拥有什么样的什么条件也好，你住在什么样的环境里面呀，这些的环境条件不能影响你。
Before you were born, it means that no circumstances or environment can affect you.
不能破坏神对你身上的任何计划。
It cannot destroy the plans that God has for you.
真的为的是彰显出上帝的荣耀，上帝的大能，你诞生在这世上吗？
Is it true that it's to exemplify God's glorious grace? That's why you're born on this earth.
继续念一下，请。
Continue reading.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这原是那位谁？ 旨意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。这里的预定的意思是，我们的上帝一定会成就的意思。
Having been predestined, predestined means that God will definitely fulfill according to the plans of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will.
让你变成大企业家，这是我们上帝一定会成就的。
It's something that God will definitely accomplish to let you become a great entrepreneur.
我们的上帝不能骗我们。
God cannot lie to us.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
请招他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory.
很简单的说的话，为的是透过你来彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀。 为了这样的事情，你诞生在这世上了。
In simple terms, it means that because you were born to exemplify the glory and power of God.
那么，如果是这样的，我们在这边生活的时候无能无力，生活是绝对是不对的了。If
this is the case, if we live here powerlessly, then it's wrong.
我们在这边生活的时候没有力气，马马虎虎来生活是绝对是不对的了。As
we live here, we lead a powerless and a mediocre life. This is wrong.
我们在这边生活的时候，过失败的生活也是不可能会发生的事情。We
lead a life full of failures. This is something that's impossible.
你不要说，因为我的环境、我的条件，或者是我自己的情况没有那么好，所以呢很难得胜。你不能这样讲。Don't
say that my environment, my own circumstances is not too good. That's why I cannot be victorious. Don't say this.
我刚刚说了，创世之前。 拣选你是什么意思?
I've said before the creation of this earth, He has chosen you. What does it mean?
任何环境、任何条件不能影响你，不能破坏上帝对你身上的计划的意思了。No
environment, no circumstances can stop you or block the will of God for you.
不管你是什么样的。
No matter how you're like.
看起来是笨死了。
Seems as if you are stupid.
看起来真的是很臭八怪。
You look very ugly.
真的看起来你的 IQ 那么低。
Seems as if your IQ is very low.
看起来根本没有什么才干。
Seems as if you are not capable at all.
但是我们的上帝呢，诞生，你诞生在这世上之前已经拣选了你。
But before you were born on this earth, God chose you.
这个是。 预定的了,
this is predestined.
这个是一定要成就的了,
this is something that has to be completed.
真的先弄清楚这一点。
Be clear with this.
所以呢，绝对绝对不要责怪我们的环境。
Therefore, do not blame our circumstances.
因着你的环境，因着你的条件，因着你肉体上的条件情况来，绝对绝对不要埋怨。
So definitely do not grumble or complain because of your fleshly conditions, environment, or circumstances.
真的是这样吗?
Is this really true?
我们看看一下罗马书第十一章。
Romans 11.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书第十一章第五节。
Romans 11, verse 5.
如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
So too at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace.
也看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 第九节。
Verse 9.
请神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。 这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
who has saved us and called us to a holy life not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
原来你里面有很多很多好的东西。
Inside of you, there's lots of goodness.
啊，你的 IQ 很高。
IQ is very high.
啊，很有才干。
Very capable.
啊，所以呢，我们的上帝拣选了你。
Therefore, God chose you.
啊，不是的。
No.
我们的上帝，你诞生之前为什么拣选了你呢
？Before you were even born, why did God choose you?
因为你里面有好的东西。
Is it because there's goodness inside of you?
不是的，这里说、
no.
不是按我们的行为。
Over here it says that not by anything we have done.
这是上帝拣选我们的，是上帝的恩典而已啊。
Just that when God has chosen me, it's just His grace.
因着你里面有好的东西，所以我们的上帝拣选了你，不是的了。
It's not because there's goodness inside of you, therefore God chose.
所以呢，不要责怪你的环境、你的条件。
Therefore, do not blame your environment or your circumstances.
因着环境、因着条件，或者是因着你肉体上的情况呢，不要埋怨了。
Do not complain or grumble because of your environment, circumstances, or fleshly conditions.
上帝是恩典来的。
God is grace.
所以呢，他就是拣选了你。
So He just chose you.
然后没有其他的，为的是透过你来彰显出他的大能和荣耀。
Nothing else is just to through you to exemplify His great glory and power.
所以呢，你的存在本身是一个祝福、能力、喜乐来的。
Therefore, your existence itself is a joy, is a power.
我诞生在这个世上
I'm born on this earth
我生活在这个世上
I live on this earth
这个本身是一个祝福来的
This itself is a blessing
这个本身是一个能力来的
This itself is a power
这个本身是喜乐来的
This itself is a joy
为什么呢
Why?
我们的上帝这样预定你了
Because God predestined you to be like this
预定我们已经说了上帝一定会成就的意思
Predestined means that God will definitely fulfill it
不管你拥有了什么条件你一出生你里面已经有上帝的形象你里面已经有神权
No matter what conditions you are in before you were born God inside of you there's already the divine nature inside
虽然你存在本身是一个能力来的
Therefore your existence itself is power
如果你相信这一点的话，不要用你所拥有的东西来评估你自己。
If you believe in this, then do not judge yourself based on what you possess.
或者是什么才干，或者是什么 IQ 来评估你自己，千万不要这样。
Or your capabilities, your IQ to judge yourself, do not.
不管你的屁股那么大也，你里面有神权。
No matter how big your butt is, inside of you there's a divine nature.
不管你那么矮呀也，你里面已经有神权。
No matter how short you are, inside of you there's the divine nature.
你是那么笨的，或者是你是那么贫穷的，但是你里面有神权。
You're so dumb, you're so poor, but inside of you there's still the divine nature of God.
所以你千万相信你存在本身是怎么样呢？一个祝福来的，一个能力来的，一个喜乐来的。
Believe that your existence itself is a blessing, is a joy, is a power.
所以呢，无论处在什么样的环境情况里面，你一定要喜乐、感谢、赞美才对呀。
So no matter what circumstances you are in, you have to give thanks and praise.
这就是哈巴谷第三章第十七节到第十九节的意思了。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19, this is the content in it.
我们看看一下哈巴谷第三章。
Habakkuk 3.
第十七节到第十九节。
17 to 19.
哈巴谷第三章十七节到第十九节。请。虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力田地不出粮食犬中绝了羊棚内也没有牛第十八节
Verse
18然而我要因耶和华欢心因救我的神喜乐第十九节、
19.
主耶和华是我的力量他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄又使我稳行在高处这歌交于灵长用丝弦的乐器
17 and 19 Though the fig tree does not bud and there's no grapes in the vine though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls yet I will rejoice in the Lord I will be joyful in God my Savior The sovereign Lord is my strength He makes my feet like the feet of a deer He enables me to go on the heights for the director of music on my string instrument
无论你处在什么样的环境什么样的情况为什么我们能够感谢赞美喜乐呢
No matter what kind of circumstances you are in, why is it that you can give thanks, praises, and be joyful?
因为上帝已经给你了神权。
Because God has already given you the divine nature.
你是上帝的孩子。
You are the child of God.
所以呢，你有资格能够继承爸爸的一切。
Therefore, you have this right to inherit everything of the Father.
所以呢，你的存在本身是能力、祝福、喜乐来的。
Your existence itself is the power, is joy, is a blessing.
所以呢，我们信。正确信耶稣基督的话，不可能失败。
If we accurately believe in Christ, we cannot fail.
不可能跌倒。
We cannot fall down.
啊，不可能死。
Impossible to die.
明白吗
？You understand?
任何环境、任何情况不能吃掉你。
No environment, no circumstances can devour you.
啊，我现在没有钱。
Now I have no money.
那么会死
？I will die.
不可能。
No, impossible.
因为你是上帝来的。
Because you are God.
你已经拥有了上帝的能力。
You have the power of God.
上帝的能力是能够。创造全宇宙万物的逆中的能力。
The power of God is something that can create a whole universe.
啊，一定要相信了。
You have to believe.
啊，现在不要你的环境、你所拥有的、你的才干等等来评估你自己。
Do not judge yourself based on your environment, circumstances, or what you have.
这就是依靠上帝的恩典来生活的意思。
This is the meaning to rely on the grace of God to live.
相信神怎么创造我们
Believe how did God create us、
啊、这就是依靠上帝的恩典来生活的意思了
This is the meaning to rely on the grace of God、啊、to live
我们人呢依靠上帝的恩典来生活的时候才能得胜
We humans can only be victorious when we rely on the grace of God、
啊、真的不要忘记、啊、不要忘记要不然你只是个有灵的活人意思说能够呼吸而动一动的动物而已、啊、
If not you are just a living being a creature that least by respiration.
你一定要肯定我拥有了神性。
You have to be affirmative that I have the divine nature.
我是上帝的后嗣。
I am the heir of God.
所以呢，我能够继承爸爸的一切。
So I can inherit everything of the Father.
你这样靠上帝的恩典来生活的时候呢，任何环境、任何事情不能吃掉你。
And you live by the grace of God this way, no environment or circumstances can devour you.
如果你除了上帝的恩典以外，靠别的或者是寻找别的方法的话你一定变成撒旦的奴仆
Apart from the grace of God if you look for other ways or other methods then you will become the slave of the Satan
我们看看一下罗马书第六章
Romans 6
第十四节到第十六节
Verse 14 to 16、
啊、罗马书第六章
Romans 6
十四节
14
请罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law but under grace.
圣经讲的罪是什么呢
？What is sin defined in the Bible？
啊，圣经讲的罪是照着自己的想法、看法、世上的想法、看法来生活的，这就是罪。
Sin is to live according to a worldly or your own thinkings and ways.
不让罪来做你们的王。
Do not let sin be your king.
意思什么呢
？What does it mean?
如果你照着你的想法、看法、你的世上的想法、看法来生活的话，魔鬼过来支配你的意思。
If you live according to a world or your own thinkings and ways, then the evil ones will come over and take control of you.
这里律法也是同一个意思了。
Law is the same thing.
信主过后呢，我们不要照着人的想法、看法、世上的想法、看法来生活。
After believing in Christ, please do not live according to the world's thinkings or ways or your own thinkings or views.
啊，人的想法、看法或者是世上的想法、看法来看的话，你明明白白是怎么样，很笨的人了。
Man's thinkings and ways or the world's thinkings or ways, clearly you're someone who's very stupid.
啊，你是没有钱的人了。
Someone who's poor.
啊，你是怎么样的丑八怪了
？You're someone who's ugly.
啊，你是没有什么。才干的了。
Some of no capabilities.
但是你不要这样来想。
But do not think this way.
啊，你现在信主过后，你生活在哪里呢
？After you believe in Christ, where do you live in?
信主过后，你生活在上帝的恩典之下了。
You live under the grace of God.
你信主过后，你变成上帝的儿子了。
After believing Christ, you are the son of God.
啊，信主过后，你变成上帝的后嗣了。
You become the heir of God.
你是上帝的后嗣的话，你能够继承爸爸的一切了。
If you are the heir of God, then you have all the rights to inherit everything of the Father.
相信这一点。
Believe in this.
啊，这就是靠恩典来生活的意思。
This is the meaning to live by grace.
要不然会发生什么事情呢
？If not, what will happen?
你看第十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
16.
请，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从血。就是做谁的奴仆吗？ 或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
啊，如果你照着你的想法、看法，或者是世上的想法、看法来生活的话，你一定会变成撒旦的奴仆了。
If you live according to the world's thinkings and way, or your own thinkings or ways, then you'll become the slave to Satan.
啊，但是你依靠上帝的恩典来生活。
But you live by the grace of God.
啊，上帝的恩典是什么呢
？What is the grace of God?
你出生之前，我们的上帝已经拣选你了。
Before you were born, God chose you.
为的是让你成为上帝的孩子。
It's to let you become His child.
啊，为的是透过你来彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀。
It's to let you exemplify God's glory and power.
啊，这就是上帝的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
如果你相信这样的神的话语来生活的话，你一定会变成义人。
If you believe in the word of God and obey, then you become righteous man.
啊，意思说我们的上帝一定会与你同在同行。
Means that God will be together with you and walk with you.
啊，要不然你一定会死。
If not, you will die.
啊，这里的死，是什么意思呢
？To die, what does it mean?
啊，第一个是肉体上的死。
First is the fleshly death.
你的肉体呢，一直不好了。
Your flesh, it will not be in a good condition.
很容易生病。
You'll fall sick.
还有第二个意思是生活上的死。
Second, death in your life.
你的生活呢很辛苦。
Your life will be in misery.
还有第三呢
？Third.
这里死的第三是什么意思
？Death, the third meaning.
魔鬼进来支配你的意思了。
The devils will come over and take control of you.
变成这样的了。
It will become like this.
你的灵死了。
So your spirit is dead.
结果呢，你里面没有什么平安。
As a result of you, there's no peace.
没有什么喜乐。
There's no joy.
只是怎么样的罪把担心忧虑来充满。
Just fear, anxiety to be filled with you.
弄清楚
Be clear with this.
当然，在过去我们很多次听过刚刚分享的这些的内容。
Because many times we have heard the same sharing before.
但是今天晚上为什么牧师再来分享呢
？Tonight, why did Pastor share this again?
因为一直忘记了。
Because you keep forgetting.
碰到什么事情的时候，我发现到那么多基督徒呢，真的死也不信圣经告诉我们的。
When you're faced with problems, I realize that so many Christians, even to the extent of death, you don't want to believe in the words of the Bible.
那么结果呢，就是这个能够呼吸而动一动的动物一样。
As a result, you just become an animal who lives by respiration.
那么正确的信耶稣的话，不能失败了。
If you correctly believe in Jesus Christ, you cannot fail.
因为你存在本身是怎么样的能力来的嘛
？Because your existence itself is power.
你的存在本身是祝福来的嘛
？Your existence itself is blessing.
你为了受到上帝的荣耀诞生在这个世上嘛
？You are born on this earth to receive the glory of God.
为的是彰显出上帝的荣耀诞生在这世上嘛
？You were born on this earth to exemplify God's glory.
这样的话，你的存在本身真的是能力来的，祝福来的。
This is the case. Then your existence itself is really the glory and power.
所以能弄清楚。
So be clear.
为什么在我们信主过后也是？充满失败，充满痛苦，充满问题呢
？Why is it that after we become Christians, our life is always filled with pain, problems, and sufferings?
因为根本不信神的话了。
Because we don't believe in the word of God.
这就是我们刚刚读的罗马书第四章十四节和第十六节的意思。
Romans 4, verse 14 and 16, this is the content we have just read.
正确的信耶稣的话，你变成什么样的人呢
？If you accurately believe in Jesus Christ, who will you become?
有上帝的恩典够了。
As long as I have the grace of God, it's enough.
没有其他都没关系了。
I don't have anything else, it's okay.
我的钱包里面根本没有钱，没关系了。
Inside my wallet, there's nothing else, it's okay.
我是笨的，没关系了。
Even though I'm foolish, it's okay.
我的家庭是很贫穷的，没关系了。
It's okay if my family is poor.
我没有什么特别的才干，没关系了。
I have no special capabilities, it's okay.
这些不能成为我们的问题。
This cannot be our problem.
因为我已经拥有了上帝的恩典。
Because I already have the grace of God.
我已经拥有了上帝的生命。
I have the life of God.
所以呢，你真的不会把你的问题看作你的问题的话，会发生什么事情呢？
If you don't see your problem as your problem, then what will happen?
你不会把你很恶劣的情况看作你的问题。不会这样做的话，会发生什么事情？
If you don't look at your horrible circumstances as your problem, then what will happen?
God's power will keep coming into our life.
我们看看一下哥林多后书
2 Corinthians
第12章
chapter 12
第9节到第10节
verse 9 to 10
真的是这样吗?
Is this really the case?
现在你碰到痛苦了?
Now your face is suffering?
现在你碰到难题了?
Your face is something difficult?
现在你碰到患难了?
Now your face is tribulation?
但是你不会把这些的患难、痛苦等等看作一个问题, 你不会这样来想的话, 会发生什么事?
If you don't see these problems and tribulations as your problem, then what will happen?
因为我刚刚说了, 你为什么诞生在这世上?
Because I've shared, why are you born on this earth?
是得到上帝的祝福
is to receive God's blessings
为什么你诞生在这世上
why are you born on this earth
为什么你的存在本身是一个祝福来的
why is it that your existence itself is a blessing
为的是彰显出上帝的大能和荣耀
is to exemplify God's glory and power
所以呢你碰到什么事情什么问题的时候 不要把这些的事情 当作一个这个问题，不要这样想。
So when you are faced with problems or difficult times, do not see these as problems.
看看第12章第9节到第10节。
Chapter 12, verse 9 to 10.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
Verse 9, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.
不管你碰到什么问题,
no matter what you're faced with,
你的问题大或者是小, 那么太大, 无论怎么样, 这个不是一个问题。
Huge or small problems, it is not a problem.
上帝的恩典够用的了。
God's grace is sufficient.
任何问题也不能吃掉你。
No problem can devour you.
因为你所得到的那个能力是从上帝来的。
Because the power that you receive is from God.
你能够彰显出的能力是从上帝来的能力。
Because the power that you can exemplify is from God.
所以不管你碰到什么事情，碰到什么苦难， 上帝的恩典呢，上帝的能力是够用的。
So no matter what you're faced with, what kind of tribulations you're going through, God's grace is sufficient for you.
反而你不管你的问题。
On the contrary, you don't care about your problems.
因着你的问题，你根本不会惧怕、担心、忧虑。
You will not fear, be anxious over your problems.
那是上帝的能力开始流出来。
That is when the power of God will flow out.
你完全杀掉你自己的想法看法。
You crucify your own thinkings and ways.
那么结果呢，因着现在你所面对的这些的痛苦、患难来，不会惧怕、担心、忧虑的话，上帝的能力开始流出来。
So you will not worry or fear or have anxiety over your current situations. That is when the power of God will flow out.
所以呢，你碰到苦难的话，因着那个苦难来快乐了。
So when you're faced with tribulations, be happy over that tribulation.
为什么你虽然你碰到苦难，但是你能够喜乐快乐的话，上帝的能力。 变大的缘故了
Because when you are able to rejoice and give thanks in times of tribulations, God's power will be magnified.
因为你的存在本身是能力来的
Because your existence itself is a power.
真的相信了你不因着你的问题不会死
Believe that you will not die because of your problems.
要不然信主是为什么好消息
If not, why is believing in Christ a good news?
明白吗? 这个第九节的意思
You understand the content in verse 9?
无论碰到什么问题, 上帝的恩典是够用的
No matter what you are faced with, God's grace is sufficient.
杀掉你整个你人的想法、世上的想法、看法的时候，从那边我们的上帝的能力开始。
When you crucify your own thinkings and ways, that is when the power of God will start.
明白吗？我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全这句话。
You understand? My power is made perfect in weakness.
你完全杀掉人的想法、看法。
Crucify man's thinkings and opinions.
从那边上帝的能力呢？从那边。 才开始
From there, then God's power will start.
这句话的意思是这个
This is the meaning of this scripture.
所以呢，现在你面对的问题是很大吗？
So now you're facing with a huge problem.
喜乐了。
Rejoice.
为什么你所面对的问题很大的话，上帝的能力也很大。
Because if the problems they are facing is huge, then the power of God will be huge as well.
아, 이네 상태던 능력 헌다 차이능 출이 네 네도 원티마.
Because only when the power of God is huge, then can deal with your problems, right?
네도 원티스 작던 나무 상태던 능력이서 작던.
If your problem is tiny, then God's power will be tiny as well.
아, 원인의 우리 상태 부활난 용지지던 능력.
Because God will not abuse His own power.
아, 那么用小小的能力来 可以 处理你小小的问题的话，不需要用大，就什么大的能力来处理小的问题嘛。
If he can deal with your problems with a tiny amount of power, then he will not use his great power instead.
要杀一个人的时候，不需要用导弹嘛。
If he needs to kill one person, he doesn't need to use the missile.
只是一个手枪来也可以啊。
You just need a gun.
这个导弹 missile 是那么贵。
Missile is so expensive.
所以你的问题很大吗？
So if is your problem huge?
那么期待了上帝的能力也很大。
Then you expect that the power of God will be great as well.
不要因着任何问题来哭，或者是惧怕担心忧虑。
Do not cry, do not fear, do not be anxious over your problems.
看第十节。
Verse 10.
看第十节，请我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、若极难、逼迫、困苦。 为可喜悦的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。That
is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
你看现在保罗面对了很多很多的问题。Paul
is faced with many problems.
但是因着这些的问题，他不会惧怕。But
because of these problems, he will not fear.
反而可喜悦了。On
the contrary, he will delight in it.
为什么这样做的时候呢？我们的上帝的能力变大了。Why?
Because at that time, then God's power will be magnified.
你告诉你旁边的，你的存在本身是一个祝福来的。Tell
the person beside you, your existence itself is power.
在新的一年里面，我们一定要拥有这样的能力了。
This new year, we have to have this kind of power.
真的一定要拥有这些的。We
need to have all this.
今天晚上呢，千万不要忘记人呢需要上帝的恩典。Tonight,
please do not forget that humans we need the grace of God.
人呢依靠上帝的恩典才能得胜。Humans,
we can only be victorious when we rely on the grace of God.
一定要弄清楚。Be
clear with this.
再来说的话，你为了得到上帝的荣耀，诞生在这世上。Once
again, you, because for the glory of God, therefore you are born on this earth.
你为了享受上帝的荣耀。
To enjoy God's glory, this is the reason why you're born.
我们的上帝也透过你来彰显出他荣耀的恩典，他恩典的荣耀，让你诞生在这世上。Because
God wants to exemplify His glorious grace, that's why He let you to be born on this earth.
所以呢，这样的信心，这样的上帝的恩典以外，不要找别的了。Therefore,
do not seek for other things except for this kind of faith in God.
只是时时刻刻肯定上帝的恩典。Just
be affirmative of God's grace every moment.
时时刻刻这个相信上帝的恩典。Every
moment to believe in the grace of God.
这就是帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十二节的内容。This
is the content in Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第十二节的重点是。 你为了受得到上帝的荣耀，诞生在这世上了。Chapter
1 verse 12 it says that because in order for you to receive the glory of God, therefore you're born on this earth.
彼得前书第五章第十节。
First Peter 5:10.
你为了进来上帝的荣耀里面，我们的上帝拯救你了。Because
God wants you to enter into His glory, therefore He saved you.
以弗所书第二章第七节。
Ephesians 2:7.
为了透过你来彰显出上帝的荣耀，为了这样的事情，我们的上帝拯救你了。In
order to let you exemplify the great glory and power of God, therefore God saved you.
所以呢，彼得前书第一章第十三节。
So First Peter.
因着这个缘故，你除了上帝的恩典以外，不需要找别的了。
Therefore, apart from the grace of God, do not seek for any other things.
明白吗？在新的一年里面，我们怎么做？
You understand what we need to do in this new year?
很多人为了得到这个专业性的能力或者是技术，不断的训练自己。
A lot of people, in order to receive professional knowledge or skills, they keep training themselves.
或者是很多人为了得到学术性的能力，不断的训练自己。
or they want to receive technical power, they keep training themselves.
当然我刚刚说了恩典是从上帝而来的。
Because I say that grace is from God.
恩典是从上帝而来的礼物。
Grace is a gift from God.
你里面有好的东西。
Inside of you, there's goodness.
虽然我们的上帝恩典给你，不是的了。
Therefore, God gave you grace. No, that's not the case.
不管你的行为、你的条件怎么样，我们的上帝已经恩典给你了。
No matter what your actions or your conditions are, God already gave you His grace.
不管你是什么样的人，你已经拥有了上帝的恩典、上帝的能力了。
No matter who you are, you already have the power and grace of God.
但是呢，我们也需要训练。
But we need to train ourselves.
我们没有训练的话怎么样呢？这个恩典呢，我里面的这个上帝的恩典，我里面的上帝的能力呢，无法流出来。
Without training, the power and the grace of God inside of me cannot flow out.
所以呢，哥林多前书第十五章第十节也告诉我们说，恩典是免费的了。
So 1 Corinthians 15, it says that grace is free.
这个恩典是从上帝来的礼物咯。
Grace is the present from God.
自己不能决定。
We cannot decide that.
这是上帝白白的给我们的。
This is something that God has given us freely.
但是呢需要训练。
But we need trainings.
Philippians 第二章。
Philippians 2.
12节到第13节。
Verse 12 to 13.
也是一样的咯。
This is the same.
一定要训练自己。
We have to train ourselves.
恩典是上帝的礼物，没有错的了。
It is true that grace is the grace is the present from God.
恩典不是你里面有好的东西的缘故，上帝给你不是的了。
Grace is not given by God because there's goodness inside of you.
但是腓立比书第二章十二节到第十三节告诉我们说，也需要训练。
But Philippians 2:12 it says that we need training.
哥罗西书第一章二十九节也是一样。
Colossians 1:29 is the same.
提摩太前书第四章第七节也是一样。
First Timothy chapter 4:1 is the same.
你没有好好训练你自己的话，上帝虽然上帝的恩典是白费，这个什么免费的，对不对？但是呢，你无法得到。
So even though the grace of God is given to you plainly and freely, but you, if without training, you cannot receive it.
所以呢，好好训练自己。
So you have to properly train yourself.
我刚刚说了，恩典不是从我们的行为而来的。
I've said that grace doesn't come from our actions.
其实我们要做什么事情也需要上帝的恩典。
Actually, even what our actions, what we need to do is from the grace of God.
如果上帝没有恩典给我们的话，我们也无法做到什么事情。
Without the grace of God, we cannot do anything.
所以今天我能够读经。
Today I can read the Bible.
其实神给我的恩典的缘故。
It's because God has given me grace.
今天我能够祷告。
Today I can pray.
也是神给我的这个恩典的缘故。
It's also because God has given me His grace.
虽然上帝没有给我们的恩典的话，我们什么都不行。
So if God did not give us His grace, we cannot do anything.
但是呢，也要明白。什么时候恩典能够进来我里面呢？
But you have to understand when can grace enter into me.
也有能恩典能够进来我们里面的那个入口。
So there's this entry point whereby the grace whereby grace can enter into us.
所以呢，在新的一年里面，我们再来弄清楚。恩典能够进来我生命里面的那个入口。
So we have to understand this entry point whereby the grace can enter into our lives.
第一个是什么呢？
First,
信心。
Faith.
好好训练你的信心。
Properly to train your faith.
虽然恩典是免费的。
Even though grace is free.
恩典呢不会看你的条件来神给你的。
Grace, is not depending on what your circumstances or your conditions to be given to you.
你诞生之前我们的上帝已经拣选你了。
Before you were born, God chose you.
因为你里面有好料，虽然我们的上帝拣选你不是的了。
It's not because there's goodness inside of you, therefore God chose you.
但是呢一定需要训练你自己。
But we need to train ourselves.
如果你里面没有信心，那么上帝的恩典无法进来你的生命里面。
If inside of you there's no faith, then God's grace cannot enter into your life.
我们看看一下这个罗马书第一章。
Romans 1.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
罗马书第一五章第一节到第五节。
Romans 5, verse 1 to 5.
请，我们既因信称义。就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
verse 1 to 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
아, 신신은 뭐노?
What is faith?
신신은 넘고진주 은典 里面的入口.
Faith is the entry for us to enter into God's grace.
虽然你对神话语的信心, 啊, 没有对神话语的信心的话, 虽然恩典是 免费的,
so even though grace is free, but you have no faith in the word of God, then you cannot receive grace.
虽然你彻底地相信神的话了,
so you have to fully believe in the word of God.
那么第三节到第五节的内容是什么呢?
And verse 3 to 5, what's the content?
我们在这边生活的时候呢, 你一定会碰到患难了。
As you are living here, you'll be faced with tribulations.
啊, 但是不用惧怕,
but do not fear.
因为你的存在本身是一个祝福来的能力来的,
because your existence itself is a power, it's a glory.
你里面已经有神性,
inside of you there's divine nature.
你里面已经有各样各色的祝福,
there's all kinds of blessings inside of you.
现在你所拥有的上帝的能力是够用的了,
the power that you have with you is sufficient.
虽然你现在碰到患难吗?
So now you're faced with tribulations.
一定要相信你不会死。
Have to believe that you will not die.
现在你碰到患难吗?
Now are you faced with tribulations?
啊, 一定要相信你不会死吧。
Believe that you will not fail.
你需要那种的信心。
You need that kind of faith.
你有这个信心的时候, 哦, 你才能进来上帝的恩典, 上帝的荣耀, 上帝的权柄里面。
Only when you have this kind of faith, you can enter into God's grace, God's power and glory and authority.
啊, 第二呢?
Second,
啊, 什么时候我们能够进来上帝的恩典里面, 上帝的荣耀里面呢?
When can we enter into God's grace and glory?
你一定要明白我们的上帝了。
You have to understand our God.
啊, 你不管花时间也好, 花钱也好, 一定要, 哦, 明白我们的上帝, 多研究我们的上帝, 多认识我们的上帝。
No matter how much time or how much money you spend, you have to understand and research for all of our God.
我们认为说很懂经济学,
we think that when we know economics,
很懂这个政治学,
when we know politics,
那么能够得胜,
then we can be victorious.
啊, 不要想错了,
don't think wrongly.
或者是从早上到晚上拼命地做工的话, 能够得胜, 不要这样想。
Or you work diligently from morning till night, then you can be victorious. Don't think wrongly.
你明白我们的上帝。
You have to understand God.
啊, 比如说是这样的,
for example,
上帝是什么样的神呢?
What kind of God is God?
照着他的形象来创造我。
He's a God that created us in His image.
你明白我们的上帝的时候, 你才能知道了你是什么了。
Only when you know who God is, that is when you know who are you.
我是什么人呢?
Who am I?
无论碰到什么事情, 我不会, 不会跌倒。
No matter what I'm faced with,
不会失败,
I will not stumble or fall, I will not fail.
因为, 我里面有上帝的能力,
because there's the power of God inside of me.
上帝给我的能力是够用的。
The power that God has given me is sufficient.
你明白上帝的时候, 你才能明白自己是什么人。
See, when you understand who God is, then you can understand who I am.
不是你很懂经济学, 很懂政治学, 很懂社会学, 很懂什么东西, 你能够得胜, 圣经根本没有这样讲。
It's not when you know economics or politics or sociology, that's when you can be victorious. The Bible doesn't say that.
敬拜我们的
So properly to worship God.
啊, 那么起码一个礼拜里面一天安息日, 对不对? 好好学习神的话咯。
At least in a week, just the Sabbath day to learn about God's word.
那么今天早上我们读了, 这个马太福音第11章第28节到第30节。
This morning we have read Matthew 11, verse 28 to 29.
你有问题吗?
You do have problems?
但重担的人都到耶稣那边过来。
Those who are burdened come over to Jesus.
啊, 然后学习神的话语,
and then to learn about the word of God.
啊, 认识我们的上帝,
to know about our God.
因为是容易的了,
because it's easy.
啊, 这里讲的容易的意思是, 上帝会提供给你, 你所需要的一切。
Easy, it means that God will provide you with everything you need.
但是我们这样来生活吗?
But do we live by this way?
真的愿意多认识我们的上帝吗?
Are we willing to understand more of God?
啊, 真的愿意多学习我们的上帝吗?
Are we willing to know, learn more about God?
啊, 真的愿意这个多, 这个, 认识我们的上帝, 研究我们的上帝吗?
Are we willing to do more research on our God?
你看菲律宾书第三章,
Philippians 3,
啊, 6节到第9节,
6 to 9.
啊, 菲律宾书第三章, 6节到第9节。
Philippians 3, 6 to 9.
啊, 请, 就乐信说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
Verse 6, as for zeal persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
我是什么人呢?
Who am I?
我是工作狂来的。
I'm a workaholic.
我是从早上四点开始做工，做工晚上十点才结束的。
I work from 4 a.m. all the way till 12 a.m.
啊，结果呢，我拿到了五个博士学位。
As a result, I received 5 doctorates.
啊，你知道吗？我的老板娘那么重用我。
Do you know that my boss, he really emphasized on me?
啊，我是完美的一个人。
I'm a perfect being.
啊，我是新加坡大学毕业的。
I graduated from NUS.
不管从上面看，从下面看，从左右看，从前后看我，啊，我是怎么样的，很能看的。
You see me from top to bottom or left to right, front to back, I'm perfect, I'm capable.
第六节的意思知道吗?
This is the meaning of verse 6.
保罗就是那样的人。
This is the kind of person who
Paul
is. 但
是第七节呢?
But verse 7?
啊，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因耶稣基督当作有损的。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
那么我认识耶稣了。
After I know Christ,
以前我认为是拿到五个博士学位，那么老板重用我，我变成工作狂等等，那么才能得胜，这样来想。
I used to think that only when I can only be victorious when I'm a workaholic or I'm emphasized by the boss or I receive a lot of doctorates.
啊，这些的一定会帮助我。
This kind of thing they'll help me.
但是我认识耶稣过后。醒悟过来了。
But after I know Christ, I was awakened.
啊，其实以前我为了得到这些人事情来努力的，反而对我来讲是有损的。
I realized that after all this that I've gained previously is actually a loss.
以前我呢那样来生活的结果呢，这个压力很大。
Because I used to live that way, I have huge stress.
啊，结果呢我的肩膀很痛。
And then I have shoulder ache.
我的颈项炎很痛。
My neck is painful.
啊，睡眠也不好。
My sleep is not good.
啊，肚子也痛。
My stomach is not good.
那么去看医生咯。
So I go to the doctor.
啊，没想到得了胃溃疡。
I didn't know that I have gastritis.
有损的了。
It's for loss.
你觉得以前你得到的是会帮助你？
You think that what you receive will help you?
啊，看第八节。
Verse 8.
看八节，请。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我。以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
啊，看第九节。
Verse 9.
啊，并且得以在他里面不是由自己因律法而得的义，乃是由信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And be found in him not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is true faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith.
也看一下这个耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah 9.
啊，二十三节到第二十四节。
Verse 23 to 24.
啊，真的，认识上帝是一个力量来的。
Knowing God is a power.
我们一定要相信神的话了。
We have to believe in the word of God.
我们一定要顺从神的话。
We have to obey God's word.
啊，上帝的话告诉我说，你是上帝的儿子。
God's words tell me that I'm His son.
你已经拥有了上帝的统治权。
And you already received the sovereign power of God.
啊，所以呢，无论碰到什么样的患难，你不需要惧怕、担心、忧虑的。
So no matter what you are faced with, do not fear, have worries or anxiety.
因为我给你的能力是够用的了。
Because the power that I gave you is sufficient.
啊，一定要相信咯。
Believe.
相信的时候你才能进来上帝的恩典、上帝的荣耀里面。
When you believe in this, then you can enter into God's grace and glory.
你不要花时这个什么你的时间用在什么事情那边了。
So don't use the time on other things.
啊，真的全心全力、尽心尽力、尽力尽心，一切的都研究上帝那边，认识上帝那边，敬拜我们的上帝那边，用在那边了。
So wholeheartedly to use your mind, heart, soul, and strength to actually know more about God and research on God.
啊，这样做的时候呢？100%保障你的胜利。
At that time, we will 100% guarantee your victory.
啊，你看第九三节，二十三节到第二十四节。
Verse 23 to 24.
啊，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口， 财主不要因他的财物夸口，第二十四节，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
23:24, this is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast about his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about him, that he understands it, and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercise kindness, justice, righteousness on earth, for in this I delight, declares the Lord.
我是新加坡大学毕业的。
I graduated from NUS.
我是拿到五个博士学位的。
I received 5 doctorates.
我是老板很重用的。
Someone that my boss really emphasized on.
我是很厉害的。
I'm great.
因着这样的事情呢，不要夸口自己。
Do not boast about all this.
最大的聪明是什么呢？
What's the greatest wisdom?
知道我们的上帝。
You know God.
认识我们的上帝。
You understand God.
好好敬拜我们的上帝。
You properly worship God.
因着这样的事情来夸口。
You have to boast for this kind of thing.
为什么？认识我们的上帝是一个能力来的。
Because knowing God, it's a power.
那个赫西亚书第六章
Hosea 6
第三节
Verse 3
赫西亚书第六章第三节
Hosea 6 verse 3
我们务要认识耶和华竭力追求认识他他出现却如晨光他必临到我们像甘雨像滋润田地的春雨
Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to knowledge Him. As surely as the sun rises, He will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
你明白我们的上帝了。
You understand God?
然后正确的相信我们的上帝了。
And、correctly to know God.
然后你好好敬拜我们的上帝了。
Properly to worship God.
这样的话，我们的上帝呢，一定会帮助你啊。
This way, God will help you.
一定会祝福你啊。
God will bless you.
一定让你进来上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄里面。
He will let you enter into His glory and power.
所以我们好好训练信心。
So we have to train our faith.
不认识我们的上帝
Know more of God.
好好敬拜我们的上帝
Properly to worship God.
那么第三呢
Third.
祷告
Prayer.
耶利米书第三十三章 Jeremiah, 第二节到第三节怎么说呢
Jeremiah 33 verse 3 what did it say?
做工的不是我们
The one who works is not us.
圣经说做工的是我们的上帝
The one who works is God.
成就的是我们的上帝
The one who fulfills is God.
拆毁什么事情的也是我们的上帝
The one who destroys also God
建立什么事情的也是我们的上帝
The one who builds is also God
你不是做工的
You are not a laborer
你不是劳动者
You are not a laborer
一定要弄清楚
Be clear of this
你只是做什么呢
What do you need to do
呼求
Just ask
祷告
Pray
这样做的话我们的上帝呢把你带进入又大又奇妙的事情里面。
This way, God will bring you into great and miraculous things.
在新的一年里面，真的是好好训练我们的信心。
In this new year, we have to properly train our faith.
多认识我们的上帝，好好敬拜我们的上帝。
Know more of God and properly to worship God.
真的多祷告了。
Pray more.
第四。
Fourth.
怎么做能够进来上帝的恩典里面呢？
What do you need to do then can enter into the grace of God?
一定要丢弃可憎恶的事情。
To dispose the detestable things.
意思说一定要把自我钉在十字架而杀。
Means you have to crucify yourself on the cross and kill it.
一定这个不要靠着肉体上的想法看法来生活。
Do not live by the fleshy thinkings or ways.
一定要靠上帝的灵，就是说一定要靠神的话来生活。
Only depend on the spirit of God, which is the word of God to live.
这样来生活的时候呢，我们。圣经一直告诉我们说，你一定进来上帝的荣耀里面。
This way, the Bible tells us that we will enter into the glory of God.
比如说哥林多后书第三章
，First Corinthians 3,
十七节到第十八节
，Verse 17 to 18.
你靠上帝的灵来生活。
If you live by the Spirit of God,
意思说你靠着神的话来生活。
Means you live by the Word of God.
这句话的意思是你一定要杀掉你的自我。
This it means that you have to crucify yourself.
你一定要杀掉你的想法、看法、世上的想法、看法。
Crucify the world as well as your own thinking and opinions.
然后彻底的抓住神的话。
And properly to hold on to the word of God.
这样来生活的话，你一定会进来上帝的荣耀里面。
And live this way, then you will definitely enter into God's glory.
要不然会发生什么事情
？If not, what will happen?
上帝的愤怒临到我们身上。
God's wrath will come upon you.
我们看看一下耶利米书第九章
Jeremiah 9
25节到第26节
verse 25 to 26.
아, 예레미야 9장
Jeremiah 9.
아, 25节到第26节.
25 to 26.
我们一起来念耶利米书第九章二十五节到第二十六节.
Chapter 9:25 to 26.
请耶和华说：“看哪，日子将到，我要刑罚一切受不隔离、心却未受隔离的。”第二十六节，
26.
就是埃及、犹大、以东、亚门人、摩亚人和一切。住在旷野地周围头发的，因为列国人都没有受隔离，以色列人心中也没有受隔离。
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all who are circumcised only in the flesh, Egypt, Judah, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and all those who live in the desert in distant places, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and even the whole house of Israel is uncircumcised in heart.
简单来说的话，信主的人，不信主的人一定会灭亡。
Means that non-believers, they will definitely perish.
啊，信主的人也会灭亡。
Even for believers, they will perish.
那么信主的人为什么会灭亡呢？
And why will believers perish?
你心里没有受隔离。
Because they are not circumcised at heart.
所以意思说，虽然信主，但是还是照着人的想法、看法、世上的想法、看法来生活的。
Means even though they are Christians, but they still live according to the worldly and man's thinkings and opinions.
啊，这就是心里没有受隔离的意思。
This is the meaning to be uncircumcised at heart.
啊，我们再整理一下。
Let's recap.
恩典是免费的。
Grace is free.
上帝看到我们什么东西来祝福我们，不是的了。
It's not because God sees something in us, therefore He blesses us.
但是也有哦，恩能够进来恩典的这个入口。
So there's this entry point to grace.
什么入口可以进来？让我们进去这个恩典里面呢
？Through what kind of entry then we can enter into grace?
啊，彻底的相信神的话了。
Fully believe the word of God.、
啊多认识我们的上帝。
Know more of God.
啊，多祷告了。
Pray more.
啊，彻底的杀掉老我。
And to totally to crucify old self.
然后彻底的相信这个神的话来走。
And totally to believe in the word of God and walk on.
天天把老我钉在十字架上死杀。
So every day you have to crucify your old self on the cross.
啊，我们这样来生活的话，在新的一年里面，百分之百，哎，不是百分之百了，百分之一千。保障你的胜利。
If we live like this in the new year, then 1000% we will, I will guarantee our victory.
所以呢，在前半部我已经说了，我们信主的人呢，没有理由跌倒，没有理由失败。
So first half of the sermon, I said that believers, there's no reason for us to fall or to fail.
啊，正确来说的话，信主的人呢。可能不可能失败。
Accurately speaking, Christians, it's impossible for us to fail.
不是不可能，根本没有方法失败。
It's not just impossible, but there's no ways for us to fail.
因为信主的时候，你拥有了神性。
Because when you are a Christian, you receive the divine nature.
你拥有了上帝的能力。
You receive the power of God.
你里面有上帝的能力，你怎么能失败呢？
How can you fail when you have the power of God inside of you?
如果你能够失败的话，这就是神迹奇事了。
If you can fail, this is a miracle of God.
在新的一年里面，不要发生这样的神迹奇事。
Let's not have this kind of miracles to be happen in the new year.
今天为什么我们一直失败呢
？Why is it that we keep failing today?
不信嘛
？Because we don't believe.
没有那么认识我们的上帝，没有那么好好敬拜我们的上帝。
We don't know our God. We don't properly worship Him.
也没有祷告嘛。
We don't pray.
也每次照着自己的想法、看法、人的想法、看法来生活嘛。
Every time we just live according to the world's and man's own thinking.
在新的一年里面一定要处理。
In the new year, we have to deal with this.
啊，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主耶稣，真的感谢赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
啊，当然，我们在过去一年，你一直与我们同在同行了。
For the past one year, you have been together with us and walked with us.
啊，今天我们能够走到今天来，这都是你的恩典。
Today we have walked thus far. This is all by your grace.
我们还需要更大更大的恩典。
We need greater grace.
没有你的恩典，我们无法生活下去。
Without your grace, we cannot survive.
今天晚上我们明白了能够进来上帝恩典里面的方法。
Tonight we have understand how what can we do then we can enter into the grace of God.
我们的耶稣，我愿意把今天所听到的你的话语刻在我的心板上。
Lord Jesus, I'm willing to carve your words onto the tablets of my heart tonight.
你亲自把你的话刻在我们的心板上。
Personally to carve your words onto the tablets of my heart.
感谢你，赞美你。
Give you thanks and praise you.
大大的祝福今天晚上来到你面前的这些人。
Greatly bless all these people who are here.
啊，我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.